This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free here, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username here, lrn.fm. As we will launch into the third hour of the program, we still got to get to Ray Kurzweil's rebuttal, if you will, to the fear-mongering.
The rebuttal that came well before these other arguments.
Well, because, he knew this was going to happen, right? He knew that people...
He's a futurist, and he's very good at what he does.
Yeah, I mean, people knew, he knew that people were going to come up with the robots are going to take over the world excuse, and that's what he's going to address here.
It's not the biggest scientific... a science fiction trope last 30 years.
Sure, yeah, of course. So we're going to continue. We're going to get into that coming up here in moments after Elon Musk has called publicly for the government to regulate artificial intelligence. Let's go first to the phones and to the fun. Actually, we're going to go to Skype where, let's see here, Zach is on the line in Ithaca, New York. Go ahead, Zach.
Hi. I was wondering if anyone here was familiar with the news story about Omar Mateen and how he took two trips to Saudi Arabia on a pilgrimage of some sort, one of which included 12 members of the NYPD. Are you familiar with this story that came out?
No. Have you guys heard about this one?
Nope.
He was a Pulse nightclub shooting guy, in case anyone...
Oh, thank you for the reminder.
But my question was, when I read this story, immediately my feelers went off. Like, that sounds suspicious. But on the other hand, if you read the story, there were like 80 people on the trip. And it could just be, a coincidence that even he was going to school in New York at the time. But my question to you...
But he did have an NYPD shirt that he wore.
It says here in a story from Daytona Beach News Journal that Mateen was a G4S employee for 10 years. This was a Secure Solutions USA that apparently is a security company, it looks like. That and his state security certification contained inaccurate information. So, it sounds like he worked maybe possibly closely with police.
He was in a documentary. It just happened that he was a security guy when the documentary crew rolled up and he, answered their question and told them where to look. But my question to you was, if you remember, before Alex Jones went full mainstream the way he has now, what would old Alex Jones say about that story? What would be the interpretation? Because, you just said it yourself. It looks like he worked with a security company. He ended up doing this massive killing. And there was also suspicions that some of the dead were actually friendly fire by the police, and maybe that was covered up. So I know what the old Alex Jones in my head was saying as soon as I read that story. But I was wondering, how would you piece that together if you were going to interpret it through his eyes? You know what I'm saying?
Probably a psyop by the globalists.
Seriously.
Clearly it's one of the the MK Ultra program where they peel his eyes back and feed him the LSD and program human beings to engage in these domestic warfare against the population.
I got to say, I've been on LSD a few times and I've never once thought about engaging in any kind of
warfare.
Well,
that's because they didn't peel your eyes back and show you the images of babies being eaten alive by these globalist inhumane monsters.
You do a really good
job. He does, man.
He does. I love
Hello, friends.
Because he said babies exactly the way. Babies. Babies. Exactly the way Alex Jones does.
Alex Jones, interesting character. Do you think that he wouldn't come at it from that perspective now?
I think he's a lot more cognizant of... Because he's people used to just ignore him or pretend like he didn't exist and he could say whatever he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as soon as his name came out of Hillary Clinton's mouth, my jaw was on the floor. And now with his custody case, he's
done, visible. Yeah, that's true. He's very, very. There was actually a video. I was watching some of the Alex Jones stuff the other day on the Todd Dracula channel on YouTube. Really talented editor, And they had one of him talking to, I think, Megyn Kelly on Fox News, where she confronted him about his viewpoint, previous viewpoint, about the school shooting in Connecticut. Remember the one that the conspiracy theorists all say didn't happen?
Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook. Classic. The guy running around in camo in the woods. Like, who was that guy? Yeah.
Later on, Jones actually redacted or recanted on his original claims that it didn't happen, and he issued an apology publicly to the families in that particular case. So that was kind of nice.
At the same time,
I want to apologize to the families and remind them to vote for Donald Trump.
He's gone into that whole issue at length, but if you remember what happened on 7/7, how many years ago was that? The 7/7 bombing?
Was that over in the UK?
It was in the UK, but what happened was some guy goes on TV right after it happens and he says, "Yeah, it just so happened we were running a drill at those exact same locations for bombings." You know, that's kind of a weird coincidence, and I don't know, you got to look the clip up. But often drills are used as a cover. Like, a lot of these guys, they could have thought that they were just getting paid to be part of some sort of simulated terror attack when really they were being set up to be the terrorists themselves, like in that movie Shooter.
I remember that movie. That was a good movie. Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. It was. I'm just a patsy, man.
Yeah, I don't know how. You're right. There have been some of these attacks where there just happened to have been some kind of setup going on, like you're talking about an emergency preparedness scenario thing that was going on. And maybe that's a coincidence. Maybe it's not. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Zach.
That's what they do. These Hollywood insiders, they reveal the truth through the films to taunt you.
To throw it in your face.
To throw it in your face.
855-450. Free like freedom.
I love that notion that you have to search through movies and, like, grab numbers and pictures and kind of...
You have to do your research as a dedicated patriotic American.
You got to put it together. You got to find the triangles and show the Illuminati symbol.
And we will give you everything that you need to do this on Infowars.com. And here at where we will free your mind, and the war is on.
The info war.
The info war.
Where the war is on for your mind.
Did you see the video where he just goes off and curses like crazy? We can't play it on the air. I mean, he must have been doing an internet-only segment or something like that, but he just... I mean, he flips his lid and just says every word in the book. I mean, it's amazing.
I don't know. I was listening to it.
He takes his shirt off a lot, too.
Yeah, yeah. I was listening to the...
That's intense.
You know, there's a lot of just Republican talk radio on around here, so I was listening to Howie Carr as I was rolling around in my vehicle today. And
Howie Carr.
He was...
Howard Lawrence Carr. Terrible host.
Yes. So he was playing a clip from Alex Jones today talking about the Democrats or some Democrats having sex in pools of feces for some reason.
What?
Yeah, some clip from Alex Jones. Apparently recent.
That's going to give you pink eye.
Yeah, yeah. So
or
was,
maybe more.
Pink stuff.
Yeah.
And Howie's like, and people say that I'm un-American.
So he was calling Alex Jones
an American?
Yeah, he was
calling Alex Jones
an American.
Alex Jones is the one who said the Democrats are there. Then he was, you know, I don't know. It was a very weird dual commentary.
If you just pull an Alex Jones quote out of the ether, you will get some good stuff.
Yeah, I got to say, you know, if Alex Jones has other talk show hosts playing his clips, has them talking about him, he's winning.
Yep.
I mean, you got to give the guy credit. He's an internet
phenomenon.
He is a phenomenon. He's incredible. You know, he doesn't have as many radio stations as we do, but he just dwarfs us on the internet. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. That guy can say jump and people will say how high.
Yep.
He's not that I, you know...
Because he's got warriors.
He's a big pink...
The information war.
A big pink apple-shaped phenomenon.
You know, all the years we've been aware of Alex Jones, I don't know what his listeners are called. Maybe it is Info Warriors. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, Info Warriors, yeah.
Because all of the conservative talk show hosts, they always have to have their little army sort of...
I mean, I know what they're
listeners.
Called. I mean, I think everybody was pretty much aware that they're called conspiracy theorists.
Yes, that's true. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
It's like pretty much a given that if you are a conspiracy theorist, that you have probably listened to
Alex Jones. You've got to listen to Alex Jones, yeah. 855-450-3733. Speaking or it could be like Howie Carr and interrupt myself every time I'm giving the phone number. You ever notice him do that?
You hate that. I know you hate that.
Oh, it's so annoying. He won't even give out his phone number. He'll start saying the numbers of the phone number, and then he'll just go off on some thought.
Yeah, it's 855-450. And Alex Jones has his own website.
Yeah, that's what he'll do. Yeah.
His own network now that he's put together.
And then he'll say it again. He'll then say the first few numbers again.
He claims I have more than 200 radio stations.
Now, at no point on our network did he ever have that many.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. Bring up anything you want. We still got more on the artificial intelligence discussion. We got to get a rebuttal to these fearmongers out there who are saying that AI is going to destroy the world. It's going to destroy humanity. And Johnson's going to share some of what Ray Kurzweil has to say coming up here in moments. Also, want to let you know about Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. Mark, you've been doing hiring for voice work over Simbi.com.
Yep.
So you'll hear some new voices on our commercials. Yeah, that's where they're coming from. You won't believe the diversity of services on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. So get your account right now at Simbi, S-I-M-B-I, Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services at Simbi.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, let's talk to Charlie calling us from, I believe, is it Reddington Beach, Charlie?
Yeah, it's Bradenton, Florida.
Oh, you're in Bradenton. Okay, very good. Go ahead.
If you'd just said Bradentucky, everybody would have knew what you meant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so first of all, I want to say, Mark, I think the seasteading idea is incredible. And if you ever do get your cruise ship, I will be the first to sign up to work on it.
Awesome.
I'll be able to afford it, though.
What kind of talents would you be bringing to the table as far as your work ability?
Well, I have a couple years of IT school done, and hopefully going to be finishing up. I changed my career. I'm hoping to be a dentist. So,
a dentist?
Finish up dental school, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that'd be kind of cool. Wouldn't you have a dentist on board?
You'd have a dentist on board, sure. Yeah, there you go.
And, licensing would probably be a heck of a lot easier out of the open seas.
Yeah, for listeners that don't know, Mark has proposed the idea of buying an old cruise ship, packing it full of libertarians, and floating it around. It sounds like a floating nightmare full of drama to me. I wouldn't want to be there for very long. But some people are into it, and apparently you're one of them, Charlie.
Yeah,
sounds like a sausage party, too.
The main thing that I wanted to call about was, I listened to the podcast, and a couple of weeks back you were talking about the chemical warfare that was being used on the citizens of Syria.
Mm, okay.
And so everybody would agree that that's an awful, awful thing. But
yes.
I would like to propose that there's actually a greater epidemic of chemical warfare being used on the American people. And believe it or not, it's pepper spray from the police. It's seen as non-lethal force. But actually, that killed, I think the average was 360, and I don't remember if that was the average or if that was the peak at 1 year.
What now? But, how is it killing them? Is it because they can't breathe well after being hit by a...
So, yeah, it's just, I think it causes, super inflammation to your respiratory system and stuff. I'm not exactly sure how. But I know that especially elderly people are extremely susceptible to it. So, grandma that's out protesting an abortion clinic, when she gets pinned down by the police, sprayed right in her face, like a direct hit.
If you're having trouble breathing, that could result in all kinds of, bad things happening to your body.
Yeah, and so I just thought that's an interesting perspective. I don't know, I just like to get some awareness out there. Because it's also really seen as non-lethal, and it's really not. So.
That's a great point. I've never actually heard that, so I learned something new here tonight. Charlie, thanks for calling and sharing that with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Of course, we know that the taser device also is not truly non-lethal. There are people with heart conditions and such that can, have those triggered by the electric shocks. And so, maybe they need to bring back the good old nightstick.
Yeah, just knock grandma over the head, taser her.
So,
I think the Philando Castile situation.
You mean the guy that got shot, the concealed weapon carrier that was shot to death by the cops?
In Minnesota, recently? And then you're talking about this Australian immigrant lady who was recently shot by another police officer in Minneapolis.
I heard about that.
It seems like police need to be a little tougher. We used to hire tough people to do police.
You mean not jump to the gun, is what you're saying.
Right. The officer safety is paramount, is what we're told over and over again.
Yeah.
That creates an atmosphere of just sort of jump to force as quickly as possible.
Oh, I thought he had a gun. I just, you know, now I get to blast him away. That's what they do.
And what happens, you know, here in the United States, the numbers are astronomical compared to countries that are sort of comparable. Twice per capita of what the deaths are in Canada. And Canada leads, you know, nations like Germany and Great Britain and France and these other places. So for whatever reason, our police jump to force too quickly.
Because they can get away with it. I mean, it's going to attract, if you are a psychopath, if you are a maniac who wants to hurt people, who wants to use violence against people, who gets off on that, then you're going to know that, well, look at all these stories where all these other guys are getting away with murder and, you know, they can force themselves on, people sexually, and they can do all kinds of really nasty things and, you know, get away with a lot of it. They're going to be attracted to those roles.
From Forbes, the ACLU, I'm a little ill. Okay. ACLU found 26 deaths after OC pepper spraying in just a 2-year period, one death per 600 times that police use the spray.
Thank you for that.
You know, not quite as deadly as he was talking about, but certainly, what'd you think about that?
Let's talk to Ralph in New Jersey. I bet he loves the idea of people getting pepper sprayed. What's your favorite police weapon, Ralph? You like them, right?
I like what the foot is for on a Negro's neck.
The dumb button on that one, because it almost sounded like you said the N-word there. So, you know, we don't like to let that one go out, so... I don't know if I even want to thank you for that call, Ralph, because it was a waste of our time. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Maybe that's not what he said, but I thought that's what I heard him say. But
didn't he say he wanted somebody to put their a police officer put their foot on the back of a black person's head or back and then pull
their
gun?
When was this, a different night?
No, just now.
Oh, I don't know. All I heard
just heard the word.
The N-word. Yeah.
Get that audio from that and, that's some frightening stuff that guy just said.
Well, you know what? He actually is from the Philippines, and I do have some news about old Rodrigo Duterte, their president there, who's cracking, apparently, you know, making fun, not really making fun, but bringing up rape in sort of a manner that was probably very inappropriate for him to do. We can talk about that if we get the chance, but we still got to get to Ray Kurzweil coming up here in moments on artificial intelligence. Is there a real fear? Is there a real concern that robots are going to take over the world? They're going to exterminate human life, perhaps? That's what some people like Elon Musk would have you believe, so you can then turn to the state to keep you safe from those robots. When, of course, ironically, if we do have a situation like that where robots take over the world or, you know, exterminate human life, it's almost guaranteed that it's going to be the state who sets that into motion, because they're the ones who are the most interested in developing robot murderers, the, you know, robot soldiers, robot killers, people who will kill without, you know, not people, but robots, who would kill without hesitation, without having to, you know, think, oh, that's another human being. They may have a family just like me. Maybe I could empathize with that person. No empathy, no fear, just like the Terminator, right? The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we'll get the other side of that particular story coming up here in moments from Google's head of AI, Ray Kurzweil. That's on the way. You can also take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got Skype if you want to Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733, and you can Skype on into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. In the studio tonight with you, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to get into it here about the AI. The other side of the story, some people are saying artificial intelligence could be the downfall of humanity. And we'll get the counter argument to that coming up here. But also, your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome if you want to join us. And if you want to join us online, there's all kinds of cool features on our website. You can get signed up for our email list. It's right there on the front page of the site. You pop your email in that inbox there, or that input box, and we will send you an email, usually on a weekly basis, to keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. It's right there on the front page. And like the rest of our website, which is very deep and detailed, it's free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their site. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. So Ian Johnson and Mark here. Johnson, you have pulled up Ray Kurzweil, the head of AI development over at Google.
I believe that's his position, yeah.
I think you're right about that. They brought him in.
He's also the founder of Nuance Corporation, which is the sort of the famous software Dragon, naturally speaking.
Yeah.
So, you know, speech recognition.
I didn't know that about him. I knew that he was a futurist who had predicted the, what is it, where the humanity and
singularity,
humanity and, like, machine come together, basically.
He originally did some very interesting stuff with music, actually, is how he got started.
And now he's working with Google. He's been there a few years now, if I recollect correctly, maybe even several years. But, yeah, so they brought him on, and he's getting all kinds of money that he can do research with on AI. What's he have to say about the fear around AI?
Jumping in the middle of this article here, it's actually from NPR.
NPR, okay.
Yeah, Who's Afraid of the Terminator? Imagining AI is
all right.
the original article. And this is actually from 2009, so a long time ago.
Wow.
And
was he still with Google in 2009?
No. He was not with Google in 2009.
Okay.
So he was not even there yet.
It'll
mention his position, or any position of his that I don't think is current. He doesn't have the time to do this anymore.
Right.
Nature's beauty can be appreciated and transmitted best through math. Today's supercomputers and robots are the last insentient tools to augment humanity's ability to comprehend and affect the world. What we fashion next will not be utilized so much as awakened. Whether this consciousness manifests through electrons or photons, or whether it has a body of steel or carbon nanotubes, it will be sensual and animate. Artificial intelligence terrifies many and has starred in many science fiction dystopias like Terminator.
Sure.
In contrast, inventor and futurist Ray Kurzweil, now chancellor of the Singularity University, has been called a techno-millennialist. He's certainly our most profound optimist, envisioning a kind of personal immortality, or at least astonishing longevity, based on uploading individual consciousness into machines or having nanobots repair cellular damage. Kurzweil's expectation of human-machine hybridization echoes biological evolution. Once independent chloroplasts and mitochondria are now central players in larger cells, the individualistic, winner-take-all view of evolution is hopelessly outmoded. Cooperation and symbiosis are competitive advantages, but using technology to extend ourselves is quite different from a welcoming technological being into our fold. When an AI does emerge, it will be the ultimate outsider, the first of its kind.
Yep.
Strong evidence supports
There's going to be a lot of people who hate that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ask somebody, would you like to give birth to, in some way be involved in the creation of the most intelligent being the world's ever seen? I would think that all of them, the vast majority of people are like, yeah, intelligence is great.
Sure.
But it's this whole, you know, it's the other, and plus the incredible amount of indoctrination that Hollywood's given us. Look, they're just movies, people. You're like, Star Wars spacecraft don't go in space when they go past you either. These are stories that are put...
In space, no one can hear you scream.
Right, right. But it's not as terrifying if you just see somebody with their mouth wide open and their face kind of contorted.
Yeah.
So they need, you know, boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Sharks don't have orchestras behind them, people. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, like, these are stories. And if you're manipulated by stories, I get it.
I don't know. Have you ever seen Open Water? That movie's a lot more terrifying than Jaws ever was, and there's no orchestra.
No, I don't know.
Is that a fictional movie?
No, it's based on a true story, and it's terrifying. That's like one of the movies.
Have you ever seen Sharknado?
I think it's one of the scariest movies I've ever seen, Open Water.
What? It's Sharknado?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that a true movie?
That's
a real movie.
No, is it true?
No.
No, definitely
no, there were
not.
Sharks in a tornado?
No.
No.
Maybe not.
The story of I can't remember what the name of the ship, Exeter. The story of the Exeter in like the 1880s, what Moby Dick was based off of, must have been a terrifying experience.
Mm.
A giant bull whale going bananas on a frigging wooden boat.
What are we going to have first? Is it going to be the first artificial intelligence or sharks with lasers? Anyway, go ahead.
Nobody's proposing putting lasers on sharks.
Somebody has.
He goes on to say here, strong evidence supports the argument that altruism is an in-group phenomenon. Let's hope that the circle of inclusion within our altruism is continually expanding. There's a good reason to believe an AI could be kind to us. Empathy seems to be etched into a broad swath of intelligences on Earth, probably because it's a survival skill to understand each other. Besides, why would an AI exploit our planet to annihilate humanity? It won't need our biosphere. Matter and energy are more abundant elsewhere. It might aspire to connect with other AI, fruit of alien technological civilizations. AI might also be a gift to beings we'll never meet. Right now, squid-like creatures might be wrapped in a dialectic about personal and civic ethics communicated in bioluminescence. Or a murder of crows is methodically burning and reseeding tracts of land, something very like a whale might be singing of faith and doubt.
A murder of crows? Is that a word for a group of crows?
Yes, yep. Yeah, it's murder of crows. Yeah. Huh.
You know what you call a group of libertarians?
A sausage party?
An argument.
Shimmering gregarious bands of ionic fish could be flitting and gossiping through the magnetosphere of a giant gas planet. Perhaps these creatures even gaze at the stars and conjecture something like us.
He's getting pretty far out
yeah.
here.
Alien yeah, intelligences might be magnificent, but that doesn't mean that they'll build computers. So the philosophical squids and agrarian crows...
I can't see
crows,
why they wouldn't build computers. Yeah. I mean, if you build an intelligence housed in a computer, it would seem like the first thing that it would be
No, he was
about.
Talking about the squids.
Yes.
He was saying the magnetic squids or whatever on the other planet probably won't be building a computer.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, so the philosophical squids and the agrarian crows, or that spiritually seeking whale, might unknowingly rely on our craftiness for their prosperity, or their posterity. Most environments don't lend themselves to technological development. For example, you can't build electronics underwater. But our AI might figure out a way to traipse across the firmament, preserving and propagating these alien biological intelligences. And maybe, just maybe, our machine offspring will grant us a small, beautiful token. It might breathe human life into the clay of one of those distant worlds, allowing us to finally meet our extraterrestrial biological kin in the flesh. Maybe our AI will seed life and wait patiently for it to evolve and create its own AI. Imagine a universe...
Like Alien Covenant.
Imagine a universe in which a creation...
And then they eat us.
Yeah, that's the rest of the story.
It says, imagine a universe in which creation is flowing between flesh and machine, each parenting the other in an endless cycle...
Hold on, start that one more time. I got to start the imagination on this one again. Okay. Go ahead. Imagine what? A universe where?
Maybe our AI will see life and wait patiently for it to evolve and create its own AI. Imagine a universe in which creation is flowing between flesh and machine, each parenting the other in an endless cycle of mutual affection and awe. To what end remains a matter of faith and wonderment? We have this historic moment to develop an artificial intelligence that can be more than our legacy, but our progeny, Earth's progeny, the culmination of this world. The future of AI isn't Terminator, it's Germinator.
Yeah, I think that, so humans must consider themselves to be so bad that a super intelligent being would want
would
to kill them.
Yes.
Right? Like, I mean, you know.
There's an argument for that.
That's an interesting argument for your species.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's an argument that people are, you know, not doing nice things to one another around the globe. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. However, I tend to side on that people are generally good. That's why we don't have, you know, chaos in the streets. It's not because of the government. It's just because people have an incentive to get along. More coming up.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took took several months of taking One Rule Away before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Whether you want to talk about AI or whatever is on your mind, you can do that here. And you can also join the show online over at freetalklive.com, where we do have the Free Talk Live forum, where a number of Free Talk Live listeners have shown up and posted some messages, and you can actually have conversations with other Free Talk Live listeners, not on the air, over on the Free Talk Live forum. Go to forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it's totally free. Let's go to Sarah.
I want to talk about automotive and travel issues. That's what I really
want. We'll get into Sarah here. I don't know what she's calling about tonight. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gotta bet.
Yes, I was amazed that, you know, Facebook is going to build another huge center here in Albuquerque, and they're going to open
another one.
Places. Well, I think that I was told that there is a huge one already here, like a call center or some kind of business center, but they're going to build two more, one in Las Lunas and another huge one on the.
Do you even know what Facebook is?
Well, actually, it's some kind of a. Like a computer, a site, website, or Twitter. I never used it. I don't know what it is. I never used it. I hear about it all the
time. You don't use the internet.
Well, I know.
In some places in the world, they think that Facebook is the internet.
Oh, they should get her to be a usability tester. That would be a great job for you.
User experience tester.
Yeah, user experience usability.
Why do they need a computer center when everything is on the internet? I don't understand it. But it's going to hire about 100 people. I don't understand that.
Okay, so let me explain. So Facebook is a big website. It's one of the world's most popular, probably the worst and most popular websites. It's the second, I think, probably to Google at the moment. Maybe number one. Maybe it surpassed Google. Honestly, I don't know. I haven't checked the statistics. But in order to run a website like that, they got to have a whole lot of staff, Sarah. So there sounds like they're going to be moving some staff into Albuquerque if what you hear is a true statement.
And why do they need to hire people if the people are on the internet?
Because
What I was thinking is, like, why do they need a center when they could just work out of their home and the computer, right?
That's a good question, actually. Why can't they just work out of their home? It would be a lot more efficient than having to have a building that people have to go to every single day.
Get free lunches at the cafeteria.
Putting incentives together to make teams work well together when they work remotely is very difficult.
That's a good point. And it's hard to focus when you're not at a business.
Free Talk Live has tried to do sort of remote salespeople in the past.
Hasn't worked out.
The only one that seems to stick with it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Hopefully we clarified that for you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Now, the curse file thing, you actually kind of dug up in the middle of the show, Johnson. Mm-hmm. It wasn't what you originally had brought to talk about.
That's right.
You had a story about something that... What was that?
Adults who grow up with this personality trait... This childhood personality trait, earn more money now.
Something that people were made fun of for back in the day.
Well,
right?
Yeah, they grew up with this. It's a negative personality trait, supposedly. It's a negative label.
All right, what's the story? Where's it from?
Unflattering childhood label that actually predicts higher income 40 years later.
Is this Psyblog?
Yep, that's right. The psychology blog. People labeled... Stubborn, defiant rule breakers.
Hey, finally!
As children grow up to earn a higher income, a new study finds.
Aren't you, like, in poverty?
Technically, I don't have an income.
Right. Well, that didn't work.
The findings come from research carried out on almost 3,000 children in Luxembourg.
But I have been, you know, successful with money over time.
Yeah. Mm.
The study looked into children's intelligence, socioeconomic status, and family background, among other variables. 40 years later, 745 of those children were followed up to find out their educational and occupational achievements. The researchers were surprised to find that a more rebellious childhood nature was associated with a higher adult income.
That's interesting. I'm not surprised by it because you have to be rebellious to buck the trends. You have to be rebellious to be an entrepreneur. You have to, at some level, you have to be willing to say no to the sort of the standard job world, right? The rat race of running after the dollar via the paycheck by working for somebody else. If you're going to break out of that rat race, you've got to be to some extent a rebel, I think.
Mm. Well, the only things that were greater predictors of an adult's income were a higher IQ and a higher socioeconomic status. This could be because rebellious people are better able to stand up for themselves, the study's author writes. We might assume that students who scored high on the scale might earn a higher income because they are more willing to be more demanding during critical junctures, such as when negotiating salaries or raises. For instance, individuals who scored low on agreeableness were also shown to earn more money. Another explanation might be that individuals with higher levels of rule-breaking and defiance of parental authority also have higher levels of willingness to stand up for their own interests and aims, a characteristic that leads to more favorable individual outcomes. There could also be darker reasons for the rebellious earning more, as the authors note. We also cannot rule out that individuals who are likely or willing to break rules get higher pay for unethical reasons. For instance, research in the field of organizational psychology showed that employees invest in unethical or deviant workplace behavior when they are not satisfied with their income and when they have a high level of love of money.
Hmm.
And that's where it comes off. I mean, that's it.
What do you think about that, Mark?
I don't know. I don't consider myself to be disagreeable.
Okay.
I consider myself to be successful, but, you know, maybe it wasn't because of, how I did at work as much as sort of starting my own business, if that makes sense, or starting our own business, you and I together. If you have a partner, you certainly have to be agreeable with that person.
True. Well, what were the personality traits again that indicated it wasn't just that you were disagreeable, it was that, you know, you were willing to buck the system.
Stubborn, defiant rule breakers.
Yeah. So you can still be stubborn and defiant and a rule breaker, but also know how to work with people. Right?
It did mention the being recalcitrant and not working with people as another indicator previously. Would you call me stubborn, defiant, or a rule breaker? I don't.
You can be stubborn.
Stubborn?
Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
It's absolutely untrue.
Absolutely not. Just be like, no.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I think that's insightful, and I think that people should endeavor to break more rules.
And remember, this is not necessarily how you would be defined now. It's how you were defined as a child or in your younger years.
I definitely was not any of those things as a child.
Really?
You were a little good little mama's boy.
I was very good. I didn't get in trouble until like the teen years, and then everything went off the rails.
Yeah, then you went maximum.
That's still technically children, though. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's, you know...
Well, teenagers aren't children.
I don't know. I mean,
A child is someone who has not developed into a teenager yet.
Yeah.
Basically. You're certainly welcome to comment here. You can join us. How would you define Rodrigo Duterte and his latest gaffe from newsinfo.inquirer.net? President Rodrigo Duterte of the Philippines made a new rape joke on Friday, this time focusing on the Miss Universe contest. Now, I wouldn't exactly call this a joke, but it's inappropriate. Duterte said at a tourism event in his Davao City hometown Friday night, quote, "What I don't like are kids being raped." Now, apparently, you know, when they put in text, when they put something in parentheses, he didn't actually say being raped, so that's in the parentheses here, but that's what he was implying based on something else he said that they didn't quote him. So anyway, "What I don't like are kids being raped," he said at a tourism event. He said, "You can mess with maybe a Miss Universe. Maybe I will even congratulate you for having the balls to rape somebody when you know you're going to die," he said.
I'm not sure that that's the
not most a joke, but
horrifying thing one could say. It does mention the consequences.
He was saying, though, that he would have respect. He said he would even maybe congratulate you for...
Congratulations, bam.
For that. It's just a strange thing for somebody to say who's in a position like that. I mean, in general, it would be an awkward thing
awkward.
To say. And the president made the joke after the country's successful hosting of the Miss Universe beauty pageant last January, with officials suggesting the possibility of again hosting the next pageant in November. Duterte has been repeatedly criticized, both locally and abroad, for making jokes about rape, even while he was running for president last year. And that was where he was referring to a missionary that was raped, kidnapped, and killed during a hostage incident in 1989, where he said, quote, "She was so beautiful, I thought about the mayor," meaning himself, "should have been first," in what was referencing a gang rape of this woman before her ultimate murder. Saying he should have had first crack at it.
But that's a bad joke.
That's the kind of guy we're talking about here. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT.
or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.